Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Careful for Nothing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go with me to a scripture we've looked at the last couple of weeks, John the 14th chapter and Philippians the 4th chapter. John 14, and then we'll be going over to Philippians 4. Jesus said, John 14, 1, He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Are these instructions from the head of the church, direction from the head of the church? Did he tell us something not to do? What did he say? Don't let your heart be troubled. Now you could hear that and do nothing with it. Or you could hear it and when you're tempted to be troubled, you could act on this. Amen. And say, no, I'm not yielding to this. I'm not going to be troubled. I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to let this do this to me. Skip on down to the 26th verse. He said, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. How can I keep from being troubled and afraid? He gave us His peace. Amen. His peace can occupy the place in our heart and mind that the fear and trouble would have occupied. He doesn't just tell us, don't be troubled, and didn't give us an ability to keep that word. He gave us the wherewithal not to be upset, not to be scared, not to be, how can I do it in this world full of trouble? With His peace, you can have peace and be full of peace, even though there is trouble and chaos and problems all round about you. Inside, you can have His peace. Go with me to Philippians, please. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Actually, let's start at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. But now, you know, it's hard to be depressed and upset and scared if you're rejoicing all the time. Right? Yes, sir. If you're rejoicing in the Lord all the time, when are you depressed? When are you scared? When are you upset? Well, all this goes together. Verse 5, let your moderation. Now, there's all kind of sermons been preached on that one word. But actually, that's a King James word. The Greek word means forbearance, considerateness, reasonableness. One says, let your sweet reasonableness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Keep going. Be careful for what? Nothing. Well, if I'm rejoicing all the time, and this word careful means anxiety, anxious, being anxious. If I'm anxious for nothing and I'm rejoicing all the time, when is my heart troubled? When am I scared? When am I depressed? Fear is a contraband for the believer. We shouldn't be caught with any. Depression is something believers are not supposed to have. Period. panic attacks. We're not supposed to have. Ever. It's getting quiet in here. Now, granted, it'd be hard to find anybody in here that's never yielded to worry or never yielded to fear. But the question is, did you have to?
No, sir.
Did you have to? And that's where we come right up against the Word of God.
Yeah.
When you start talking about some of these things, there's a whole lot of people will say, well, I can't help it. I tried to be strong and not worry and get upset, but if this happened to you, you'd get upset too. So what are they saying? They're saying there are situations where it's just too much. You will not be able to not be troubled. You won't have the ability to not fear. This is ignoring the words of Jesus.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
We got to decide what we believe now.
That's right. Yes.
Are your beliefs based on other people's ideas and opinions and past experiences? If they are, you'll be unstable and you'll be defeated.
Yes, sir.
Oh, but is there victory?
Yes.
In believing the Word of God,
yes.
Taking a stand on no matter how many panic attacks you've had in the past, no matter how many times you got upset and lost it and stayed depressed for 3 days, or no matter how many times that's happened, is it possible?
Yes, sir.
Is God big enough?
Yes.
Is the Holy Spirit great enough?
Yes.
That He could bring you to a place in obeying Him that you live a different life.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And you go day after day and week after week and are not even upset.
Yes.
The thing we've got to get a hold of is this is not determined by external conditions. There's always going to be something that you could be upset about. Every one of us. Every day, every week, there's going to be something that if you yield to it, you can get mad about, you can get hurt about, you can get scared about, you can be troubled about, and it's the enemy's plan to keep you and I upset about something all the time. As soon as you kind of get a handle on this, boom, something else happens over here. The Bible said we're not ignorant of His devices. But if you ignore the Word and don't walk closely with Him, then He'll just be manipulating you, manipulating you. If this don't work, He'll have this happen. If people talking about you this way don't bother you, He'll have them talk about your kids.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
And if you brace and go, now hold on, hold on. You talk about me all you want to, but you don't talk about my baby.
Yeah.
You just told all the demons around you exactly what to do. Now everybody in the county is going to be talking about your kids just to agitate you. We need to learn how to take a punch.
Yes, amen.
Without falling over and crying. Now that's not just my idea. I'm referring to a scripture. We're going to look at it here in just a little bit. Be careful for nothing. Young's literal says, for nothing be anxious. The Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Is that possible?
Yes.
Well, it's the Bible. It is the Bible. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, pay attention to that phrase. What's he trying to do all the time with everybody? Steal, kill, and destroy. But there are some he may not. Elsewise, this wouldn't be worded that way. Who's he looking for? The ones that he can. That he may devour. That means there's some he comes across that it just doesn't work on. And at some point, he just has to, you know, take a break and go try to find somebody else that'll yield to it. Because this is getting no traction with them. We never, ever, ever have to yield to the enemy. We don't have to yield to fear. We don't have to yield to worry and anxiety. We don't have to yield to depression. Come on, somebody said out loud, I never have to yield to anger, depression, frustration, anxiety. I never have to yield to these things. That, what does that mean? It means it's possible to resist them every time they come.
Yes.
And if you do that, then you begin to live the life Jesus is talking about.
Yes.
Don't let your heart be troubled.
Yep.
Don't let it be afraid. Be careful for nothing.
Yes.
Sound like a good life?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Sure beats being upset all the time. We saw last week that Paul, who's the one that God used to pen those words in Philippians, be careful for nothing, that he experienced cares coming on him. And God told him, obviously, be careful for nothing. That didn't mean the cares didn't come. There's no such thing as living in this world and not having any kind of cares or worries or anxiety try to come on you.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to come. But then it's up to us how we respond to it and what we do with it. Like we'd mentioned last week, Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr. said this oftentimes. He said, you can't prevent a bird from flying over your head, but you can prevent him from building a nest in your hair. You can't prevent feelings, thoughts, suggestions, temptations from coming to you from the outside. But you don't have to receive them. What Jesus say repeatedly, we saw last week, take no thought. Take no thought. Take no thought. Don't take any anxious, worried thought about what we're going to eat, what we're going to wear, how we're going to pay the bills, where we're going to live, what about the kids. Now, how many Christians are just totally ignoring what Jesus said about this?
Yeah.
Just totally ignoring it. But it's just making life harder for them. One of the reasons the Lord tells us repeatedly, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, is because we are not built to handle it. Worry will break you down. It will make you sick. It will age you prematurely. We literally can't handle it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Careful for Nothing, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.